There you go. And can you hear everything okay? Doing the
yes.
hissy clicking thing? Good. So we're going to talk about laughing, right? This is Parashat Vayera. Abraham sort of get the news that Sarah's going to get pregnant and she's 90 years old. And Sarah obviously is Jewish, so she gets sarcastic. That's just what Jews do. Like, yeah, right. And that's her reaction, probably natural. So these three strangers have come to Abraham and they ask, where is Sarah, your wife? She's in her tent. Which always took me a little bit to actually get my mind around. As far as I can tell, they had individual tents the way we have rooms. You know, talk about Abraham's tent was open to all corners. That wasn't his bedroom. That was his dining room tent was open. And presumably they had bedroom tents and a kitchen tent and things like that. But she's back in her tent. And the Malach tells him, I will return to you ke'ed chaya in 1 year's time. And your wife, Sarah, will give birth. And she was listening in from the tent behind them. And Sarah no longer had the way of women. She no longer had periods. She was no longer menstruating. And so Sarah laughed to herself. And she said, after I've withered, now will I become young again, and my husband is old as well. Abraham, and then Hashem says Abraham. So really, this is part of his nevuah. Right? He's standing there. He's having a nevuah, talking to Hashem, and then these strangers come. He rushes off and greets them, brings them in, and this somehow Hashem interrupts Abraham's mindset and says, "Lama zeh Sarah? Why is Sarah?" Laugh, like Marty saying, "Aptum nem alev and ezakanti." That she's saying, "Well, how can I possibly give birth? I'm so old." I believe Hashem Dabar. Is anything impossible for God? That in the next year, Sarah will have a child. But Sarah le mor lo tzechakti, and Sarah denied that I didn't laugh. He arayah because she was afraid. Vayomer lo tzechak ki tzechak. Hashem said, "No, you did laugh."
It's like a really weird conversation.
Yes.
I didn't do it. Yes, you did. Like, it's just weird.
It is weird. And it's quite, you know, and you don't have a sense of who's talking with. You know, Hashem is telling Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Somehow Sarah is privy to this conversation that she should say, no, I'm not, I wasn't laughing. And why would she say no? Right? Of course, I mean, for her point of view, she's laughing to herself. It wasn't really, I wasn't publicly doing it, but what's she doing here? And what's interesting is that Abraham really responded in a very similar way. He got the same news, but he got 3 days before. So this is Abraham, this story is happening 3 days after the Brit Milah. So Abraham gets a nevuah from Hashem, and it says, here, hinei briti itcha, here's my Brit, you're going to have the Brit Milah, and your name will be Abraham, but you're looking at Abraham. And Hashem said to Abraham then, again, 3 days before, right, he's Shema, I'm going to change Sarai's name as well to Sarah, Uberatiota, and I'm going to give her bracha of Ganatati Mimena Chabet, and you will have a son through her. Uberatia, Vaitelagoyim, Malchayim Mimena, you, and they'll become nations from them, from you. Vaipol Abraham Apanav Vaitzcha.
Laughing on floor, LOL.
That's what I never think about, right? This is the original LOL. R-O-F, rolling on the floor, laughing, right? But he falls down and he laughs, right? That is the source. Good. Bayomer Libo says to himself, right, just like that. But sorry, because Bale Mar. Now he's Bayomer Libo. Then may Ashanai Valed. I'm 100 years old. I'm going to give birth. And Sarah about Shanatele, about Tishim Shanatele. And Sarah's 90. Is she going to give birth? Bayomer Abraham Elokim. So Abraham's response is Lu Yishmael Yechael Panecha. If only Yishmael, he's my son, he's 13 years old, May him live before you. He can fulfill my destiny. No, truth is, Sarah is gonna give head bring your child, but Yitzchak, and you'll call him Yitzchak. And I will fulfill my brit with him, with Yitzchak your son. So both of them laugh. And that he ends up calling him Yitzchak, that laughter defines who he is. Hashem says, right? You're going to call him Yitzchak. And Rashi says, Hashem Atzchok. Yitzchak is, he laughs.
Wait, you went mute.
He said, Yitzchak is he who laughs. That's why Hashem tells him, you're going to call him Yitzchak. You're laughing, you're going to call him Yitzchak. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, but the thing is that what I'm looking at right now is the fact that the response, Hashem's response seems to be different. He's rebuking Sarah, right? Why is she laughing? He doesn't rebuke Abraham. They could say that's because we're so misogynistic, we just yell at the women all the time and not the men, but I'm going to go for a different answer there. It's not obvious why that's the case. It sounds very similar. Both of them laugh, Bikir Ba, Bili Bo. They both say, how can it possible? We can't give birth. We're so old. And the Targum Onkelos actually translates that tzchok as different words. For instance, by Abraham it says, Nufal Abraham al-Pohi, Abraham falls on his face, Bechedi. Right? The word is Chedva. Joy. And for Sarah, in the Hebrew, it's the same. But Yitzchak Sarah b'kirba, and here it's v'cheichat Sarah b'meya, and Sarah is cheichat inside of her. And looking elsewhere in Targum, see what the difference is. He's reading these as different kinds of laughter. The chedva is another word for happiness. Chedi is a joyful laugh. Right? We see that when Moshe is in front of Hashem and Hashem says, go down, tell Paro and let my people go. And Moshe says, I'm not going. And Hashem gets angry with Moshe and says, look, your brother is a Levi, Yadati, Daber, Yadaber, who I know, he can talk to us fine. He'll come out to greet you. He'll come out and he'll be happy to see you. And Targum goes to says, and you will see you, and will be happy. Again, that word, as opposed to the word.
David, are you hearing that clicking too?
Yeah, it's still clicking a little bit.
It's clicking. I mean, do you want me to switch to the phone?
No, I used to have that problem. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
There's some electronic device, maybe your microphone, that's too close to another device.
It could be.
That's what happened. And we separated the pieces and it didn't happen anymore.
I don't have any other pieces here. I don't know.
Your speaker or your monitor or, I don't know. You're just on a laptop?
Yeah, it's just a laptop. I don't have any other hardware here. Kind of worked with the phone. Do we get to do the phone audio?
Okay.
Let's just a phone audio here.
Doesn't that mean to smile?
In modern Hebrew, it does. But in the way he's translating here, it's not just smiling. It's much more negative.
Like a sneer. A snicker.
You're right. It's a mocking laugh. That's, I mean.
Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise,
350189.
You are in the meeting now. There are two participants in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're on my phone. My phone audio on the I'm on the computer looking at it. So this worked out a little bit better, though. The timing's a little off. But here, if we look at, say, for instance, where we know it's the mocking laughter, the sarcastic laughter, the making fun, later in this week's parsha. But Teres Sarat Ben Hagar Mitzrit, Asher Adel Abraham, so Sarah sees Yishmael Hagar's son, Mitzachek. He's Mitzachek. Clearly, that's a negative kind of. In Torah of English, translate there, is because that's Sarah Yatbar Hagar Mitzrit, that Sarah saw the son of the Hagar, Mechayech. Again, that language of Chayech is the negative laughter.
Uncleus didn't use that word with Aharon.
Right, with Aharon, it was Vechiyasi. The Chedva in modern Hebrew.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's the distinction I'm making over here. That
yeah.
Mitzachek in the sense of making fun, or I am just joking here. And right. So that's how Rashi understands the difference between Abraham's laughter and Sarah's laughter. Right, by Paul Abraham al Panavi Yitzchak, talking about Abraham, this is source 11, Zed, talking about Onkelus, Lashon Simcha. Abraham is Simcha, Bechadi. So Sarah Lashon Machuk, right, which is the mocking laughter. I'll be saying sarcastic. Lamad to Abraham Hemin, the Samach, that we can see that Abraham obviously believed it was going to happen and was happy about this good news. Sarah didn't believe and was mocking. That's why Hashem gets annoyed with Sarah but not Abraham. The question is, how do you know that? It's not, the words are the same.
You can't, right, like why would you look at even know to translate them differently? The same right. Word.
Right. And as far as anyone can tell, the reason why we translate differently is simply because Hashem responded differently. We're going backwards. We're not looking back and saying, here, Abraham was different from Sarah. We assume Hashem knew what they were thinking, and Hashem was okay with Abraham and not okay with Sarah. And this is the explanation. This is the Maskud David, which is a commentary on Rashi from the late.
And also, physically, he's doing it out loud, and she's like inner, so you don't see it. Right?
Right. That's better? I don't know. Right.
No, I'm just saying it's not just, I mean, it feels like a whole different thing. She's internal, which Abraham didn't hear her. He needed God to tell him that she laughed.
Right, right.
But Abraham is out in the open laughing.
But no one else is watching him, right? This is a nevuah with Hashem, not there at all. So I don't think anybody else saw him laughing either. So again, I think that's problematic. I don't see where we know there's a difference there. Right? The happy laugh or the right laugh. Okay, I mean again, this is, but the edge is supposed to be that's based on Hashem's response. It must be that they were different. They put the internal unkelus gufei tikshu. And if you're gonna ask, well then let's basic question on Unkelus. Why does Unkelus translate them in different ways? You're right. Chayech means mocking. Fedve means happy, laughing. So why would Unkelus translate them differently? Minala Pershu Hashi. Where does Unkelus get that?
Well, like you said, from Hashem's reaction, it's...
Right. Simple. I think that's what he's saying. So he's Kiyach Hashbarchu al Abraham. And you could say, well, Dilma Mishum de Nafi Sukhute, Chisach Allah, that maybe Abraham didn't deserve to be rebuked because he had more Zuchuyot. And the answer, no, the Yeshlama de Ikar Raya, the proof is, Mimai de Amr Lekash Baruchu, Rekratim Mashmo Yitzchak. That the fact that Hashem tells him, you're going to call him, to Abraham, you're going to call him Yitzchak, obviously, Hashem's approving of the Tzchok, at least in that case. I'm a Tzchok. Very Shashi. And the perishu mechuk shita de lo have mitzavachen, and if it was a mocking laughter, Hashem would not have responded that way. Hashem responds positively to Abraham by saying the name, not to Sarah. It still doesn't. You'd like to have some textual evidence, right? Why is Hashem saying this? And the truth is, you can justify it for Sarah, even if you say, okay, she was wrong. But let me rephrase that. She was being sarcastic about it, kind of mocking it. But it's understandable because Abraham was in the middle of a nevuah. He was talking to God. Obviously, God can do whatever God wants. Sarah wasn't talking to God. Sarah was listening to a conversation that three strangers talking to her husband about having a child. Okay. And they say, you should have a baby by next year. Okay. Whatever. Right? Sarah had no sense that these were angels mm-hmm. of God.
Right.
Right? There's no reason to think that. And that's the way the Sforno puts it. She didn't do anything wrong, but she talked to Sarah. Shechashva she'edavar ha-malach b'yuchat navi b'lvat. That this was a bracha from the strangers walking by. Kinya Elisha, like Elisha talking to the Isha Shunamita, didn't have a child. Lo nevuah shlichut k'al yivara. She had no reason to believe that this was a nevuah, that she believed. Said that we're just too old. I mean, the bracha is nice, but it's not going to happen. To become young again after being so old, this is the level of restoring a debt. That's got to be an absolute miracle. This is going to happen.
So why was God so upset with her if that's the natural?
Okay, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Art Scroll says it. This is Rabbi Art Scroll. The way they put it here is, she laughed in disbelief because she thought the guest statement was simply courteous but meaningless blessing, not a prophecy. Although Sarah did not know this was truly a message from God himself, God was angry in reaction. A person of her stature should have had faith that miracle birth could happen. He should have said, "Amen, milk yourself." That's our scroll. Okay, I'm not thrilled with that. Also, I'm not sure what's going on here yet. And going back to the text itself, right? Rashi says Abraham and Min. But that's clearly not what happens, right? Let's go back to Abraham, right? He falls down to say, they pull Abraham up on Avay Yitzchak. He laughs. He says, "Ben me'ashan na'iv aleid. Am I going to give birth after 100?" And his response is not, "Amen, let it be so." His response is, "Yom Abraham Milkim, Lishmael Yechef Lenecha." That's not a sense of, "I believe you. This is a miracle that's going to happen." This is,
"I already have a son." He basically says the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Okay, I've got a son. Okay, you're going to tell me my Zera will become a great nation? Not Yishmael. I can't imagine anything happens. More than that, Hashem says, "Aval Sara Yishmael." What does the word Aval mean?
He's like saying, but, like, you don't have it. I'm going to explain it to you. You don't understand. Like, he's telling him.
But in modern Hebrew, aval means but. The Torah doesn't mean but. It means the truth is. Okay, aval is shimim and achnev. We will translate as but. They're saying this is, it says, right, as Rashi says that. Ketagamu bakushta. In truth. You're saying what you said is wrong. I guess which really means but. It's still stronger than that. It's, no, what you said before is not right. The truth is as following. It means actually. You know how annoying people are where they tell you actually about something that's not really important?
Actually,
it's not that rude. But yeah, aval means actually in the Torah, right? But Riti Bereshit Rabba, Lisha the Droma, and Rashi says that there's a comment in Bereshit Rabba that the Hebrew dialect in the south of Israel is aval, means baram. Mishneh Hebrew baram means nevertheless. Right, what you just said. So he's got to tell him, no, aval sarishdecha. No, actually, no, that's fine, but actually, Sarah's going to give birth. So Abraham's not really believing this either. But we are translating like uncle is that his response at least is the amen yaleti so. He's reacting with joy to something that's impossible. really have two different ways of to respond to something like that. You know, good news, that's actually impossible. Getting the news, no way, right? Just getting a phone call from Oslo, just won the Nobel Prize. My response would be, yeah, right. It's one of my friends playing a practical joke on me. And the moon of thing would be, Baruch Hashem, that's wonderful. I'm finally being recognized. That's good. Right? Do your response to good news. Yeah. Everyone knows how the Nobel Prize works. They like call you up at midnight. And people usually don't hear it. No, I don't think I'm getting the Nobel Prize. But, okay? But what's interesting is that you could read it the other way. Right? This is the Yitzhak Arama. Reading the story and says, no, you know, this was that Abraham also didn't believe. That we could go in the path of all the Rishonim who explained the Parsha. Lafrish ben Tzok was called. Say there are two different kinds of laughter, right? Abraham is Yitzchak and it's the happy Tzok, and Sarah is the sarcastic Tzok. Yeah, this can't be happening. But why empty Ksat, Tam Levraham, and you might find some little reason for them. But yet, that's it. The truth is, you're pushing too much to try and make this distinction. Raksha Pirshuk through Vim Kshutan, I'm going to read a Pshat this way I would read it. Varazet Nimtav Abraham, Gamken Allah Basham, Shemet Avon, Umiyat Emunah. That Abraham was also wrong. Just like Sarah was wrong, Abraham was wrong also. There's a little schmutz of wrongdoing here, a lack of faith. And you see, that's what he says. He says, the same problem that Yisara had. As Biyom Chatanato, and Hashem didn't want to rebuke him then. That was the day of the Brit Milah, so that was the day of celebration. He's going to hold off and rebuke him. The Shemar Lo Yom Hashlishi, the Milah, so he's waiting till this third day, Yom Kriyat Sarah, when Sarah gets the news as well. He goes to find out because Hashem knew he mikra hazaken gam he yikar Allah. That Hashem realized that, well, Sarah's going to have the same response that Abraham did. Hashem said, okay, I'm going to rebuke both of them at the same time. You notice the Hashem is telling Abraham, why is Sarah laughing? The dialo az garam b'mevin mashercha al yado, and so enough to criticize, to rebuke Abraham. He'll understand that he is part of that rebuke. Why is Sarah laugh? If we don't explain it this way, why didn't Hashem just tell Sarah? So Sarah's in the Via. Why isn't Sarah rebuked? Okay, Yitzhak is saying that he's rebuking Sarah through Abraham because there's a rebuke of Abraham there as well. Both of them lack that. May be so. And this is the right way to interpret these two. And this explains everything what's going on in these parashiot. Then, then you're going to call him Yitzchak. This is the comment of you're going to call him Yitzchak to remember that you left. You shouldn't have left. Zoi tchilat tochacha. So that's calling Yitzchak is part of the tribute, part of the punishment. You're going to call us to remember that you lacked faith and that miracle happened. Nice article that came out. That was the first Jewish joke. It was the birth of Yitzchak. Couldn't happen. It happens anyway.
But it's so sad. It's like every time he says his name, he's reminded of his own.
I know. So I'm not going to read it that way. I think the schok is a good thing. But it's got that ambiguity in there, right? He is called Yitzchak, right? He's the laugh, because he is impossible. And we are going to quote, remember Rabbi Ben Greenfield?
Yeah, the guy of the Beis Aviv, He was our interim rabbi at Beis Aviv for 2 years, Davida, after Chaim Schaffner left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I like
very, that. Very smart guy.
He had an interesting article in Lehrhaus proposing that actually it's all.
Where was it published?
This is the Lehrhaus. You know, the It's a Jewish it's a kind of online magazine of Jewish thought. Never heard of it. There we go. Come on. There you go. Lehrhaus. L-E-H-R-A-H-A-U-S.
Oh. Okay.
Very interesting. But this is an article here that he wrote that says, you know, like that Hashem was actually rebuking Abraham, not Sarah. That already told Abraham that Sarah would bear a son, right? He already knew that 3 days before. Reader, God might expect that Abraham would share this monumentally good news with his wife. So the fact
that, like Sarah, you said, that question's even stronger because you said that for Abraham, it was like a direct nevuah. For Abraham, right. It wasn't like, oh, I didn't realize it was real. Like it was clear.
Right. So that, you know, so that Sarah laughed because it's the first time she's heard this.
Right.
Abraham didn't go home and say, you know, I just had a nevuah. A, I got to cut off a body part, but don't worry about that. That's fine. B, we're going to have a son, right? The first time she hears it is from the three strangers. That's Greenfield's argument. Apparently, Abraham didn't act on the divine promise. He never shot God's word to his spouse. There's no anything in the future about the change. But Abraham's disappointment is delivered not to Sarah, but to Abraham. The instinctive laughter at an incredible divine promise is no great sin for Abraham, for Sarah. Going home, pretending like the promise never happened, not sharing the incredible news, acting on the incredible news, or taking seriously incredible news. Exactly what Abraham merits the rebuke. Is there anything too incredible for the Lord to do? Says God is angry with Sarah when she left. God's angry with Abraham because she left.
But
it says,
Vayichar af Hashem to Sarah. What does he mean, God?
It
doesn't say that?
Nobody
Wait, what does it say?
Right? But he's talked about the Kibra more. And then, if I yom Hashem Abraham, lama zesachakase Sarah, they more afumum eled. All we have is Abraham. Hashem tells Abraham, why did Sarah laugh?
It's like saying, like, why didn't your kids come to school in a white shirt today? It's not about the kids, it's about the parents. The
parent who didn't send them, right?
Right.
Oh, wait, Bekirba. It doesn't say God was angry at Sarah.
No.
Right.
Yeah, no, not at all. Sarah's response, right. Now Sarah responds to this by saying, no, I haven't. I didn't laugh. It's kind of, she's taking it as a rebuke, or maybe she's taking it as a rebuke of her husband, and she's saying, no, he's okay. It's all right. I don't mind
right.
that it was,
right.
You know, it's not clear here that maybe she's defending him.
Right.
Again, I think this is a nice way of reading it that isn't obvious. And it doesn't come up in any of the other Mefarshim, right? This is original with Greenfield.
I've seen the idea before that Avraham didn't tell her and that was wrong. I've seen that idea before.
Right. I think that may have been him. You don't reveal a nevuah that isn't told to be revealed, but it seems that's important enough.
Right.
Since we have by Shimshon's mother gets a nevuah, said, I'm going to have a child, he's going to save Bnei Israel from the Plishtim. She goes and tells her husband, I just saw the Isha Elokim and he told me we're going to have a child.
Right.
And he's going to be a Nazir. Okay, she tells her husband that. I mean, it's worth telling him to know that. So we have this very ambiguous laughter. For both of them, it has this aspect of emunah laughter and disbelieving laughter at the same time, and that's what ends up defining Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the Av in the Kabbalistic sense of din, judgment.
Of what?
Of din.
Din?
Judgment. Dalad Yud Nun.
Yitzchak?
Din. Right. We're talking about...
because Yitzchak is like the least humorous of all them. Yitzchak is like the least humorous of all the Avos because he is.
I know. It is ironic.
Right.
That's
the whole point. Is that's what humor is. This is from a long essay by Rav Matthias Weinberg, son of founder of Ish, Noach Weinberg. So Yitzchak's name chosen by God, is expressive of a surprising theme, which seems to occur through his life. Yitzchak means he will laugh. Even though Yitzchak is the least funny of all the books, right? I mean, it's the Akedah. Like, remarkable choice, considering a name is less than a description of essence. hard to imagine a less appropriate name than laughter for the av associated with the confinement and rigor of din, of judgment, right? It's not chesed, this is. Yet the circumstances during his birth, his entire life, he is one of his greatest mitzachik with his wife, Yishmael is mitzachik in front of them. They're all using the same word, tzach. Tzach comes up over and over again in his life. Says that because it's really symbolic of something. Laughter is our response to the incongruous. Laughter is how we look at things that are wrong, that don't fit together. Unexpected transitions, ranging from trivial slapstick to subtle paradox. And that's what din is, the recognition of things that don't fit together.
Well, I know it's terrible, but for me, whenever, like, I'm a little bit better at it now, but it used to be like, if I heard somebody died, I would laugh. And it was not a humorous laugh. That was just like a natural, like.
It's a nervous reaction, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same, it's like that. It's like, what, like, this doesn't make sense.
What is that word, S? Yeah. Or laughing when someone slips on a banana peel, you know, we laugh.
Right, that's what we laugh at, that, right? That, here we go.
That is funny.
That's funny, though. What is that word, assery? I don't know that word.
Where are you?
Din seeks always to assery?
Oh, that should be a T there. Assert.
Oh, assert.
That's a typo. That's a okay. Type. So yeah, T and Y right next to each other. I'm typing here, and I'm trying to get this.
Okay.
To assert.
Always use new words. Necessary. You always use new that words, though. So it's our default assumption that it's just a word we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, that's
humor, right? That you're laughing at that because it's clearly incongruous that I would make a mistake. Or that you would not know something, right? So I'm going to laugh at it. It's hilarious, okay, right? We come up with a word, just made it up. Din asserts, which is correct and just, to sensitivity and inappropriate. So din is part of that sensitivity to differences. Rachamim, chesed is, I'm not going to worry about differences. We're all one. We're all in this together. I feel your pain. You are me. I am you. Din is the separation. And that's what humor is all about. That's what laughter is, the thing. I realize this is what is and this is what should be, and those are different.
This is a stretch. I'm sorry.
You know, that's exactly what humor.
To associate humor laugh with humor, I don't know. Okay.
The only thing you laugh are things that don't fit. That's what jokes are, right? That's what puns are. No, that's not right.
But how is that?
Right, that's exactly what makes it funny. It's like it's the humor in the like dissonance of it. That's irony. That's what makes it.
But how is that associated with din?
Well, you can use din is the and in a sense that's the recognition that there is a difference between what is and what should be. And I can respond to that by laughing. That's the time or the distance there. Okay, right. It's funny if somebody else falls down. Justice if I get to make it better.
Yeah, all right.
This comes up over and over again. That's
tragedy plus time.
Or distance, right? Comedy is tragedy plus distance. If I trip, that's tragic. If you fall down a set of stairs, that's hilarious.
And 10 years from now, it will have been funny that you tripped as well. That's the time.
Yeah. Then you can tell the story about it. Yes, that's right. The time part.
Tragedy so plus time equals comedy. Okay.
So watch the things that you laugh at. It's things that there's a disconnect there. Things just aren't working.
And din is when things are working? I don't know. I don't see the connection.
No. I'm saying din starts with the recognition that things aren't working. And I can now do something about it.
Okay. I don't know. This is
that's
going.
What I'm saying, din is that the recognition of din. So saying, okay, there, fundamentally there are distinctions there. And I'm going to make the distinction between simcha and tzchok. Okay, that tzchok is the, we're going to call it the distinction one. The things that don't fit, as opposed to simcha, which is the joy that fit, everything is just fine. Everything's work out. Nachat ruach is simcha. Okay, and sometimes we, you know, the if I don't laugh, I'll cry. Response: the Jewish joke.
Right.
Right. The guy who goes to Auschwitz, and you know, and they want to charge admission. And he shows his tattoo and says, "Do I get an alumni discount?" Right. That's horrible and tragic, but it's hilarious.
Wait, what was the beginning? I didn't hear the beginning of the joke.
A guy who goes to Auschwitz. And
now.
Auschwitz.
Now. Okay. He goes now. Not then. He goes
now.
Now.
Yeah. He's a tourist. Now. Right. And he shows a tattoo and asks for an alumnus discount. Okay. That's
horrible.
It's still stuck.
Right.
Right, and you'd laugh at it. Yeah, depending on where you are. It's either horrible or laugh or funny. That's why you can't laugh now. You can't do comedy nowadays because you can't bother anybody. You can't say, somebody will be offended by your joke by definition because it's a joke. It is wrong. So we're taught that tzok is a sense of midat hadin, simcha is a sense of midat harachamim, when I'm in relationship with Hashem. Immanence and transcendence, to use the fancy words. And Hashem's there in part of our world. I feel Hashem here, that's simcha. Being one with God. Being the separation, that this is impossible. There's no way it can happen. That's it. And yeah, that's and respond in tzchok, and that's appropriate for both Avram and Sarah. But you can either be with the chedva, of that's wonderful. I mean that it be for the Mechayah. Yeah, right, that's never going to happen. And that's what happens at the end, after Yitzhak is actually born, is that Sarah uses the same word. Atomra Sarah, tchok asa li Elokim. Right? God has made a joke for me. Well, she made a tzachak li, everyone's going to laugh. But there, right, Targum Unkelus definitely says, Amaret Sarah, Sarah said, chedva. Use that Lachadi term there. Obviously, that Sarah's response is the entirely positive. This is impossible, and it happened anyway. So I think that we have this distinction between, or that the ambiguity, let's put it that way, of what the tzchok meant for both Sarah and Abraham. That's intentional. We don't know. We never will know. Because both of those reactions are normal, and we have to sort of make the right choice as to how we approach these kind of brachot. We have to be willing to accept the bracha. That's impossible. And say, yes, Hashem can make it happen.
I feel like it's different now, though, because it's not like we have a nevuah. It's not like we have, like, oh, well, you were chaser emunah because you didn't believe what, you know, the Nabi said. Like, we don't.
Okay, I'm going to go Zionist to end off. Okay?
Okay.
We say Shira Malo. Now we have two people here who made Aliyah, okay? Who know exactly what that means, right? What do we say in Shira Malo? The Shuva Hashem at Shiva Tzina, Haino Kachomim, right? We see Shiva Tzina and we're like dreaming because there's no way it possibly happens. And it says, Azim Malay Tzchok Pina. And then we have Tzchok, right? Usunayn Arena, we're crying out. And then Azim Bagayim Hidal Hashem Losei Mela, and all the nations will say, this was great. And then we'll realize, Hidal Hashem Losei Mela, and they'll realize that, yeah, Hashem was great for us. And then Hayus Mechim, we get the Simchas afterwards. Right now, I think we're at the point of the Tzchok, right? It really is impossible that we can actually live in Eretz Yisrael, that we can see some of the Geula happening. But what kind of Tzchok do you have? The air, right? Or the this is wonderful. I think we have the answer right here, because we're talking to you both, the book is who made Aliyah. You have the right kind of skulk here.
I think there's still a little bit of the other kind, though, just to be honest.
Okay, so you're a little like, what are we doing? This can't be right kind of thing there. Okay. But you're doing a much better job of having the right kind of skulk than I am here in St. Louis. So you're inspiring me. You're making me laugh. Thank you.
Happy laugh, I hope.
That's exactly right. She always be a happy laugh.
Not They went there and now they have to live there. Oh my gosh.
Right. It's a dialectic with these two kinds of skoker here. But decide how you can get it.
I like
job.
This
thank you for joining
a lot, me. But I don't like that diminution, but everything else I liked.
You like that. Okay, I got to push that because I think it's important. I think it's an important way of looking at what humor actually is.
Yeah, it didn't. All right, I'll work on it.
So okay.
I'll work on that.
So, I mean, you know what occurred to me? It's an actual judgment. But thinking about in terms of how I think the whole concept of midat harachem and midat hadin, what does that mean? In terms of the relationship to Hashem, the relationship, our relationship to others. Are we the same or different from other people? Are we part of the community or are we individuals? All of that is the same kind of dialectic. Are we lumpers or spitters in science? It's the same dialectic there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Do we simply accept? Do we simply look at what's there and say, yep, that's what it is? Or do we say, huh, that's funny? I figure it out. The act of saying, huh, that's funny, is fundamentally an act of did.
Because you're saying it shouldn't be that way. Sense. Or it doesn't look like it should be that way.
Right. The appreciation to differences is what the way I'm defining the word din in that context there. Broader than the, okay, you're being tried in a court.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously lost Connie, probably just went back to sleep.